Utah's governor is a Napoleon Dynamite fan.
Get your own tots. Don't steal mine. Get your own tots.
That was Governor John Huntsman Jr. sharing words of wisdom with business leaders at his economic development summit yesterday. As it applies to business, Huntsman says the tot-loving movie character may be onto something.
You know, we too, in economic development, have to get our own tots. Now, what does that mean? You know, it means we live in a highly competitive region of the United States where we have to earn what we get. It's just not going to come to us. We have to get our own tots. We have to get our own businesses.
Building talent and recruiting business to Utah was the focal point of the governor's summit. He invited 100 CEOs of Utah's largest companies, along with a sprinkling of fast-growing up-and-comers, a few lawmakers, and several university presidents. And from their input, he hopes to craft a state economic development plan that Napoleon Dynamite would be proud of. Minus the moon boots, of course.
This is a listening and a learning opportunity. As I mentioned to somebody outside a moment ago, we're 6 months into this as it relates to economic development. You got to remember that economic development is something that is important for all our people. This is something that is important to our state. This is how we pay the bills going forward.
Summit attendees were eager to pipe up with their feedback, suggestions, and criticism. Healthcare got a beating.
As a small business owner, 50 employees, healthcare is not an issue, it is the issue for my business. I have paid over the last 10 years over $1 million in healthcare costs for my business and have not received anywhere near the benefit back.
That's Pete Ashdown, founder and CEO of X-Mission Internet. But it's not just the little guys who worry about rising healthcare costs. Fred Lampropoulos, head of one of the state's largest companies, Merit Medical, says he looks at healthcare when deciding which states will house his company's new manufacturing facilities.
It comes down, what is it going to cost me to do business in this state? In looking at economic development, in the past, we've looked at incentives. And you know, that was just flat out the wrong thing to do. The real issue isn't incentives at all. It's costs.
Governor Huntsman is eager for state lawmakers to reform Utah's tax structure, hoping that will attract new businesses to the Beehive State. But entrepreneurs at the summit were more worried about how to attract talent. According to businessman Bruce Law, the biggest barrier in recruiting upper-level executives to Utah is the public school system.
Education has been a deterrent for outside of the state senior management, highly educated. They want their kids to be highly educated. They've said, I just don't consider Utah because I don't want my kids to be at a disadvantage.
On the other hand, University of Utah President Mike Young says part of the solution is raising up talent from within. He says the state should foster expertise and create clusters of innovation that will not only train students but keep them in Utah.
Adobe, Photoshop, Silicon Graphics, Netscape, Atari, and my favorite, my personal favorite, Pixar Animation. All of those were founded by University of Utah graduates who got their training here, but the companies went out of state.
According to venture capitalist Dinesh Patel, Utah needs to regain its reputation for innovation, rather than simply being a place to manufacture products.
At one time, this was the Bionic Valley. There was innovation here when we had the artificial heart, the artificial limb. You know, we were considered the Bionic Valley. Today, we are the manufacturers of some of these products, and that's why companies are moving out.
Patel also points out a dearth of early-stage funding sources for startups. Several summit attendees echoed that statement, including Josh James, CEO of tech company Omniture. He says starting up in Utah was a big disadvantage on the funding front.
We would compare ourselves to our competitors, and our companies in Seattle, companies out east, and a company in San Diego, and they were all able to raise millions of dollars, where we would put together rounds of $150,000.
More capital made the governor's list of top economic development priorities, along with tax and regulatory reform, creating high-tech centers of innovation, improving the state's infrastructure, and developing a better image for Utah. For more than an hour, the governor and his staff took studious notes as the CEO sounded off. But despite the criticism, there was clear excitement in the room. Again, Fred Lampropoulos.
There is a renaissance going on in this state, and I think it's being led by our governor. For many, many years, it was very sleepy around this town, and it bothered me because I just thought we were missing the mark. There's something different going on. If you don't sense it, you soon will.
If Lampropoulos is right, and this is a renaissance for Utah business, that would make Governor Huntsman a renaissance man, something any self-respecting Napoleon Dynamite fan could be proud of.
Get your own tots.
I'm Julie Rose, KCPW News.